self-critical, a hint of naivety. I got the mind of a wishing well. I'm sentimental above rational. I have my grandfather's painting, but it's freezing outside and I've got no winter lining. No winter lining. I forgot my winter clothes when I left my whole life behind me. Everybody and I'm sure you can imagine with all the shit that has happened, I've been a bit shook up. But that's okay. I don't like to feel stuck. And I'll admit to my vanity, elaborated profanity, and for the sake of some fun, why don't you kneel down, boy, and worship me like the sun? I have the book all he left, but left my home.
What do you love, and what do you love about it? My name is Ewan, and with I Love You Hour, I want to know. Come join me bi-weekly Tuesdays at 6 p.m. to discuss music and the stories we connect to it, either in person, on the phone, or through messages at I Love You Hour on Instagram. That's I-L-U-V-U Hour on Instagram, or through email at iluvhour@gmail.com. If you love sharing music and telling stories, listen to I Love You Hour bi-weekly at CITR 101.9. And remember, I love you.
I love the music that Ewan talks over in that. I think it's Halo Margia. Love that fellow, and a great organ player, and heck of a guy, still making music. I don't know if Ewan plays music, but I know that he plays music on the radio and does a fantastic job of it. Ewan, I love you, our hope that's still on. I hope that's still a show. Sometimes I play a promo and the show doesn't exist anymore, which is sad. Like, I mean, the Harmonic Hooligans, is that still up and running? I hope so. I hope so. This is the Parts Unknown Show on Mondays from 1 in the afternoon to 3 in the afternoon. This is the Parts Unknown Show. While I'm playing Slayer, I'm trying to get...
get a credit card in.
While I'm playing Slayer, I'm also playing an ad for what? For credit cards, yes. Okay, so that was, of course, the mighty Slayer. I got this just recently at Video Cat Video. DVDs, Blu-rays, rental purchase on Cambi, one of the rare places that you can rent movies in the world. Go support it. The last time that I was there a couple days ago, I was not feeling like watching a movie. I saw some real good ones, but I needed metal. So to my surprise, Slayer's very first album, full length, was right there, and it was selling for $11. I had to get it. It was fantastic. That's the very first track that you would hear. Evil Has No Boundaries. And after that, there is no ad for a credit card. Of course, I played it off YouTube. I have the album, but I didn't want to leave it here. I've left too much stuff here, and then it gets plucked. That's the way it goes sometimes. So while I am trying to figure out how to get into DJ Land again, I didn't renegotiate my CITR contract, so I think I'm locked out of this thing. So hopefully I can get back in. We'll see. We'll see. I hope. But in the meantime, why don't you listen to a chat that I had with a band that is barely from Vancouver anymore? All four members of the band did at a time live in Vancouver, perhaps just to practice and record their brand new album. The band is called The Artists, and it features a gentleman named Max, who only lived here for a brief time, but now lives in Philadelphia. I didn't know that. Also, Nick and Marisa, they now live in New York because Marisa is going to school there. And great, that's fantastic. The only person that lives in Vancouver that has ties here now is Quincy. And I never even knew Quincy until a couple days ago. Quincy. No one is called Quincy anymore. I wanted to really stress that I think his name is cool, but I was too nervous. I was too starstruck with the band, The Artists. And we will discuss some things like why they are dispersed, and also their new album, how they recorded it. It's a quick one. It's lots to absorb. There is a lot of moments where I wish I could take back, but whatever. You live, you learn, you chat, and you learn from the chat. This is me chatting with Nick, who I guess was here for a little bit of a time to see family. I think that I did ask him that. I said, what are you doing here? But Quincy was there answering my very, very bad questions. And there was a question. Well, we were talking about a band that a music person and artist, Kata Yoon, was in, and I couldn't think of the band. And I now know the band, so I hope that the interview craps out at 8:05, like right at that spot where I can say, yes, it was this band. So I know the band now. Let's find out what the heck I'm talking about on the Parts Unknown Show, 101.9 CITR. This is the Parts Unknown Show. I am here with two members of the four-member band, The Artists, out of Vancouver. Thank you very much for joining me at Dude Chillin' Park on this very rainy Saturday.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Yes.
Thanks for having us.
So the two members that are here are Nick,
Nick, hey.
And Quincy.
Hello.
Now, Nick, I've known you from so many bands, swim team, and Dumb, and I'm sure many others that I don't even know about. But now you're in this band, The Artist, with a gentleman that I don't know if I've ever seen play in the scene. Are you new to this territory?
No, I've lived here for a long time, and I've been around the scene, but this, The Artist, is my first band.
You're kidding?
Yeah.
Right on. So The Artist, when was the first show? I remember seeing you opening for a bunch of bands, perhaps at the Red Gate. Am I wrong on this?
That would not have... I think our first show was a house. No.
I was not invited to that house show.
It was that Antisocial.
Okay.
It was like No, that wasn't the first one.
No?
The first one is in the summer, like one of the really early COVID shows.
Okay.
They had to do like really strict capacity and everyone's wearing masks. It was outdoors.
Yeah.
Might have been like one of the first shows back in the summer, I feel like.
Okay.
Yeah.
With Woolworm and with Dom.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Now, there are two other members of this band,
yes.
And I didn't know that they even lived in Vancouver anymore. I mean, I know that Max is a member of the band Partner,
yes.
And I'm assuming that he still lives around the, I'm going to say, Oakland, San Francisco area?
That's where they're from, but yeah. Max lives in Philadelphia now.
You're kidding!
For the last, like... 2 years almost.
Insane.
Yeah, yeah.
And Marisa, I thought that she went very far away to the eastern part of Canada. Am I wrong on this?
She moved to New York. I also moved to New York.
You did? Okay, yeah. So what are you doing here?
Just hanging out, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Are The Artists an entity in New York, or when you get back to Vancouver, that's where you start to make merry music with this project?
Well, Quincy's the only one based in Vancouver still.
Okay.
So
how long is that going to be a thing?
We'll see. I don't really know. I'm not really planning my life.
But look how much fun they're having.
I know.
Philadelphia, New York.
Yeah. I'll be there soon. I'm going there at the end of the month, and we're going to play some shows.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw this band, and I have heard the EP, and now I heard the self-titled full length,
yeah.
And I had wondered how it's going to be a band with a long-running career ahead of it, since you don't live in... You're in different parts of the world.
Yeah, I think we are also wondering that. I don't know. Maybe we'll just, I think we were thinking about making some jam records.
Okay.
So we can just get together and record. And not have to write or practice music at all. So that's a good hack. I don't know.
Will there be shows not only in New York for The Artist, but in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Oh, very nice.
There will be one in New York and one in Philadelphia late January.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you are not only an accomplished musical type with very many successful bands, you're also a recording fellow, an yes. engineer, a master. And I had known your sound design lab, Choms,
yeah.
be a big thing with bands all around this area.
Yeah.
Is that still happening? Like, I saw that this project is recorded there.
Yeah.
Do you still record out of there when you come to Vancouver?
This is my first time coming back to Vancouver since leaving.
Huh.
And I have not recorded anything there.
Ooh.
But I could do. This one was recorded like 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And we were just like sitting on it for a long time and tweaking it, and basically just like, because everyone had moved, we didn't really know like how to release it or what, you know, I don't know, just like, I guess we kind of like, we're trying to figure out our momentum.
Have you had an album release show here? Will you have an album release show?
Here in Vancouver?
Oh.
I don't know.
Not for a while.
It would be tough.
Yeah,
it's, you know. I am hoping that you do, because I bet there would be a lot of people interested in seeing what the artists are all about.
We will play Vancouver again. Okay. For sure.
Speaking of artists, you are on your way to see an artist at the Western Front.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about the performer that you're friends with that you're going to go see?
It's Cat Ian. You know Cat Ian.
Oh, yes, yeah. Of course. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the band that... I'm going to totally whiff on the band. There was a band that she was in, and the instruments that they were good at, they decided not to play those instruments, and the other people that weren't very good at that instrument would play them, and I can't think of the name right now.
Was it potentially Rockgasm?
Well, no, that was the album. There was something like that. Anyway, any other artists that you love, since the name of the album is I Love the Artist? I knew I was going to put you on the spot.
Let me think. I've just recently been looking at the woodcuts of this guy, Lind Ward.
Okay.
I think his name is.
Very nice.
Would make these graphic novels out of these woodcuts.
That's really cool.
Super nice.
From this area or elsewhere in the world?
Yeah, I would say America in the 20s and 30s, but I'm not really sure. This is just what I was looking at a couple days ago, so even the name may be incorrect.
Quincy, thank you so much for saving that question.
Okay.
I am so thankful for that. Nick, what brought you to Vancouver in the first place? Family here, Christmas festivities, and then a quick jaunt back to New York.
Yeah, kind of like a belated holiday sort of visit. I have a brother that lives here with his family, and another one in Victoria.
Very nice.
So I'll go see, and just see friends, you know.
Yeah. Where are you going to be playing in New York?
We're going to be playing at a bar called Beverly's.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very, very good. Yeah. Have you been able to find similar-minded musical types in New York to break bread with and make music with?
I would say yes. I haven't started making music with anyone too much, but they're definitely there.
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot of people there.
What brought you to New York?
Marisa's doing a grad program there.
Oh, fantastic.
She's doing her MFA.
So is this a temporary thing in New York, and maybe this isn't your final destination?
I would say it's an indefinite location.
Yeah.
So it's at least for a couple of years, and potentially more.
Which part of the five boroughs are... That's amazing!
Yeah.
How is it?
It's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's good. Well, I wish you great fun times in New York, and please stay in Vancouver.
Okay.
And what you have done depleting the scene, you need...
Give me a break. Okay, so the band was called... Other Jesus. That was the band that Katayoon was in. Just if you were wanting to know, I have honestly like 14 seconds, but I'm still going to go back to 8 minutes and 38 seconds and get you into the last breaths of this chat that I had with a couple members of the band, the artists. They are fantastic, and they are playing in New York, but sadly not around these parts. I'm trying to get to as far... Oh, that's... All right, well, I'm going to have to stall. The members are Nick, Quincy, Marisa, and Max. Very nice. On 101.9 CITR. The artists, I chat with them.
You need to restore it.
Awesome. In different ways, maybe. Yeah, we'll see. I'm not as nearly as good a musician as anybody else in the scene. It's like my position in the artist was a gift to me. Yeah.
Well, thanks for this, and I will send you back into the world and enjoy Katayoon's exhibit.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So
take care.
Thanks very much.
the chat wasn't as bad as I thought. It was still charming me, not knowing much about anything, and also stumbling on my words and other things. But thank you so much to Quincy and to Nick for humoring me. This is a track called Picture from their latest release, brand new stuff from the Artists. A song called Picture by a band called The Artists from an album called I Love the Artists, a very true statement. Nobody takes my picture. One of the members of the band The Artists is Max Freeland, who is in a band originally from San Francisco called Pardoner. They're pretty fantastic. And recently, they released an album called Peace Loving People year and a half ago. And it's great. This is from it, a tune called Lily Pad on the Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR.
Child anymore.
band, not that band. That was a band called Lunar Vacation from Atlanta, Georgia. Fantastic stuff from their album, Everything Matters. Everything's fine. Very nice stuff from them. And this is also very nice stuff, too. A band from Chicago, Illinois called Sharp Pins. And thank you very much to my buddy Weldon for telling me that they are in fact playing this Friday at Green Auto. And he said, hey, are you going? And I probably am not, although I really like what I am hearing from this band. This is the 12th track from their album, 4 minutes of Sharp Pins playing with the guy from Strange Things, the Canadian Vancouverite, Finn Wolfhard. That really? but yes, and Tom Henry's playing as well, and a band called The Private Eye. I don't know if there is any other local performer here. Is The Private Eye from Vancouver? I'm not sure. Anyway, this is a song called I Can't Stop, ladies and gentlemen. The Sharp Pins from Chicago, Illinois.
Good side. either you've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man. Good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
From Vancouver, British Columbia, this is Yesterday's Man from their recently released self-titled album, Let It Fry Indeed. That was Yesterday's Man. Also before that was classic stuff from a band out of Vancouver that I have a bit of history with, but a history in a good, in a funny story kind of way. Laverne, I hope that they're still making music. That was from a couple years ago, a single that they did called Getting Longer. I thought it went well with a band called Sharp Pins. We're playing this Friday at Green Auto with lots of hot upcoming Chicago bands and a local legend who is a musician and an actor in Finn Wolfhard. So, hey, go check that out. Lunar Vacation had a track. They are from the States. They have a song called Just For Today. We also had some classic partner and some brand new artists. There's more to play. This is a band I'm going to hopefully this is a rocker. It's 1 minute and 19 seconds. I bet it's going to go at such a fast clip. I forgot what it sounds like, but I bet it is great. And I make lots of mistakes. They make lots of mistakes. This is a track called The Same Mistakes.
Now, you never stop to explain.
I know I'm very chatty right now. I did make a note that Laverne is actually playing at the very beginning of February at a venue that I thought was closed down and it was boarded up. Somehow they broke into 648 Kingsway to have a show. So Laverne is going to be playing at the Old Toast Collective and the apparently brand new 648 Kingsway. Yes, not opening for them is Montreal band Billet, which features young Riley McMaster, great garage rocker, and also an amazing video maker. This is from Billet's brand new album Debris, a tune called All Eyes.
Yeah.
from from Vancouver, a band that is coming up apparently with a brand new album, and I am sure that this is on that album. This is Man Eater. I should have told you about the curse words there. My apologies. I didn't know I was going to play that song. And also, I didn't sound like anything. Like, you just sounded like... Bah, 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 bah. That's OCs. I always loved when their band was called The OCs, but they took the "the" off for some reason. I don't know. John, what is his... Ah, darn it. Man, my mind is going. Anyway, that's OCs. Before that was Man Eater. And now my cover... I must tell you, I usually have my show from 1 in the afternoon to 3 in the afternoon. This time, not so. You only have me until 2:30, and I have to pick up my daughter from school. So I am going to race to pick her up, and hopefully she will be there with a bag... full of lunch that has been half eaten. My cover. This is another second time that I have played the cover of Rick White of Eric's Trip. It has been so fun to see his covers of like a K-Tel compilation of his covers of golden hits of the 90s, golden hits of the 80s, golden hits of the 60s, 50s even. I was going to go to the 50s, but I decided to stop at the 70s and see what his version of Gary Numan's classic hit Cars sounds like. I have no idea what it's going to sound like. I bet it's very true to the original. Let's find out now. I will talk to you at 2:04 to give you a half hour more of the Parts Unknown show. Please tune in more.
Thank you. On January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 Hours of Radio Art Programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient drone field recordings and sound walks, collage, technical support calls, voicemail fills, sound art, and noise. Listen live on CITR 101.9 or online at citr.ca. For more details and submission requirements, email us at radioart@citr.ca.
You are listening to 101.9 CITR and the Parts Unknown Show.
Mado ni utsuru anata no kao ni chiisana shizuku wo mitsuke mashita. 何も言わずうつむいて、アジサイ色のあなたの頬を透き通った雨が降っています。震える指でガラスに、あなたを抱きしめれば、後ろ姿を映している、今言葉はいらない、あなたを抱きしめれば、
best thing that I have played in the last 5 years. This is a track from a compilation called Tokyo Bliss, Japanese Funk, Boogie, and City Pop from King Records 1974 to 1978. This band was called Buzz, and the name of the track was Gera Sumato. Oh, it was so smooth. That was so nice. And if I had access to all the other tracks, I would play that and just read a paper and let you listen to the finest, smoothest sounds that Tokyo had ever produced. Very nice, Tokyo Bliss. Indeed it is. But let's have some Vancouver Bliss from Dan Behar and his new project, Destroyer. Every show on CATR is playing this track. And yes, it's the name of the album's called Dan's Boogie. And Bologna is the track. If I had a track and put it on my album, called it, like, this is, you also can say this baloney, right? Anyway, this is Dan Behar and his project Destroyer. 4.5 minutes of Vancouver Bliss. You are listening, damn it. Jeez, that was so stupid. You are listening to the Parts Unknown show. I bet I have to. Oh, that was not fun. And they're making me work. They're making me work today. This is, I'm not even going to tell you. I bet that, oh my, very nicely done. All right, then, without further ado, this is Tricky. You are listening to the Parts Unknown show on 101.9 CITR.
Was it that you always hide away?
things they scoff. A terrible fear of not belonging here. A horrible fright of others in sight. An inseparable terror of being nearer those who make us feel that better.
Performer is playing as part of just a show that they are putting on at the Green Auto January 26. Green Auto with a performer that's going to end off the show right now. Mary Oacher had a tune called Museum. I liked it. Museum of Childhood Terror. Oh, dear. I don't want to go there. From the album Your Guide to Revolution, a very interesting, quirky little album by this performer from Berlin, Germany. Go see them play at Green Auto this coming 26th. Oh, they say the Cobalt here. But maybe it is the Cobalt. Either the Cobalt or Green Auto. Let's say the Green Cobalt. Also had something from Free Play Angel, a tune called She Says. I think it's actually from this, from a little while ago. Tricky had 1.5 songs of the same song. Christian Sands. I love that song, and it features Tricky and Martina Topleybird singing together. Pretty fabulous. Destroyer began the set, and I got one more track, and then I got to get going. This is the performer opening for Mary Oacher at wherever. Maybe it's the Cobalt. I bet it's Green Auto. Let's say that. Voice of Hearing, my friend Larissa Loiva has been in many acts, Killarissa, Piano, Fake Tears, oh, so many, too many to remember. But this one is very, very breathy and very, it's lovely. And I want to play something from the latest release, Breath Space. This is Voice of Hearing with a tune called One Must Hear to Know. This performer is opening for Mary Oacher at, I'm going to say, Green Auto, January 26th. Go see it. Thank you very much for listening to this abbreviated version of the Parts Unknown show. Hope to have a longer show next time. Thank you.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.